I'm Ruth Sukup, and this is your weekly quick win, just because you asked. Welcome to the Do It Scared podcast, Quick Win. Our goal is to create actionable solutions to real life problems that you can apply to your own life right away. This Quick Win episode is brought to you by the Doing It Scared coaching program. And if you've ever felt overwhelmed or like you're all alone when it comes to achieving big things in your life, then Doing It Scared is the perfect place to find the support, motivation, and accountability you've been craving. You can find out more about what's included and join our waiting list at doitscared.com/coaching. That's doitscared.com/coaching. Today's quick win is going to be just a little bit different than normal because I don't actually have a reader question that I wanted to answer, but I did want to take just a few minutes to chat about a topic that I actually wrote about last week in my weekly newsletter. Some of you may get that via email, but it generated a lot of response and it also generated a lot of follow-up questions. So I thought maybe that would be something good to talk about because clearly it's it's a topic that piqued a lot of people's interest. You see, I shared a breakthrough that my husband and I had had just recently with my 10-year-old daughter, Annie, and with her homeschooling. So like most families in America, we are busily trying to figure out homeschooling and navigating the waters of getting our kids through the rest of the school year. And Annie had been really, really struggling. And she finally passed last week. She finally passed a super difficult history test that she had been really struggling with. She had had to take it multiple times. The way that their school works is they teach for mastery. So you are allowed to take tests multiple times. And that test, passing that test meant that she had finally brought up her history grade to a B-, which also meant that she had improved all of her grades to two A's and two B's, which was a pretty amazing feat. In fact, it's a feat that 6 weeks ago seemed completely impossible because at that point, 6 weeks ago, Annie had literally fallen so far behind on her schoolwork that we weren't even sure it was possible for her to catch up. When we actually started paying attention to what was happening with her school stuff, we were like, oh my gosh, we are in big trouble. You see, for the first couple of weeks of homeschool, and I think probably a lot of parents can relate to this, my kids are in fifth grade and eighth grade, and their school really encourages a lot of independence. They do use something that's called self-directed learning. So we have been pretty hands-off all school year. And I think Chuck and I just sort of naively figured our kids already knew what to do. They already used a platform that was on the computer even before they had came home. And we figured they're probably fine. They know what to do. And we sort of just let them be. We didn't really pay much attention. And in our defense, which is not a great defense, but they were telling us, yeah, we're doing our work. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing. So we sort of let them be. And it wasn't until Annie started missing a few really essential things. She started missing classes, and we realized something was wrong. She was not able to get online, and so we started diving in with her and looking at what was going on, and oh my gosh, what we found on her computer was literally just a mess. She was a disaster of no online, no computer organization whatsoever. And she had at least 50 tabs open up on her browser, and she would not close any of them because she was so afraid she wouldn't be able to find anything. She freaked out when I was like, Annie, you got too many tabs open. Let's close some of these. No, no, no. I won't be able to find anything. But she couldn't find anything because there were too many tabs open. So it was this like self-fulfilling prophecy. And then I looked into her email inbox, and she had just dozens of unread emails from her teachers. Her teachers were emailing her. Teachers were trying to get in contact with her, but she didn't really have a system. She had never used email before. She didn't really know what she was doing. And she was so behind in every single one of her classes, all four of her classes, that she was either failing or almost failing all of them, like Fs and Ds was basically her report card. And she had told us she was keeping up, but the reality was that she had spent those first 2 weeks of homeschool in complete confusion and complete overwhelm. She just was paralyzed by this not really understanding what was going on. And so when we finally sat down with her to figure out what was actually happening and then took the time to start to sort through all of the assignments and coursework and projects and all the stuff that she would need to finish by the end of the school year in order to pass, it was a huge list. I mean, it was an overwhelming list. I felt overwhelmed. Like, she felt overwhelmed. I felt overwhelmed. My husband felt overwhelmed. We were pretty sure there was no way she was going to be able to finish all this stuff, take all of these tests, do all of these different projects by the end of the year when we only had 6 weeks left. But I mean, what could you do? We had to try, and we had to try to figure it out. And so, holy moly, the last 6 weeks, I'm gonna be totally honest with you, they have been brutal at moments. We have yelled, we have cried, we have been so frustrated. Then there have been moments of happiness, but oh my gosh, so many tears shed. And it has felt like for every two steps forward, we take one step back. We make a little bit of progress and then we go back a little bit. And yet, through these last 6 weeks, little by little, bit by bit, Annie started to make some real progress on her schoolwork. And the reason that I decided to share this story in my newsletter and the reason that I'm sharing it with you now is not because I want to brag about my daughter or about how we helped her, but I am a pretty proud mama at this point because I can't even believe how hard she has worked over the last 6 weeks to make this happen. But what I realized as I looked back at it is that the process that we took to help Annie turn things around, and to be clear, we helped her get organized, but she's the one who had to do the work. She had to do the work. But the process that we used to help her get organized and to help turn things around, I think is a really super helpful process for anybody who is feeling overwhelmed by a project or a task that seems too big or too hard to accomplish. Because the reality is that we all have those situations, right? And that's what I've been hearing from so many of you over the last week. I've gotten so many emails back from people in response to that email, like, oh my gosh, I just needed something like this to break it down and tell me how to get back on track and to get organized. And so I wanted to share this process and share just a few tips and the tools that we used to help her get organized. And no matter what your project is, no matter what the big task that you have in front of you, if it seems big, it seems hard, it seems like you don't even know how you're going to do it, this might help. So it could still be homeschool. It could be a work project. It could be paying off debt. It could be doing a home decorating project. Maybe it's starting a business. But whenever it feels like there's just too much to do, that you feel totally overwhelmed and paralyzed and stuck, try to go through this process. This is what we did. So these are the steps that we took. And they really did work. And I would recommend just trying to do them for yourself. So the first step, so essential, we had to help Annie get organized. Her computer, her desktop, her browser was a complete disaster. So before she could do anything else, she had to just take a step back. She had to stop trying to do work, which really just meant spinning around in circles. And she needed to get some systems in place to keep track of her work, to keep track of what she was doing, and to be able to find everything easily. So that meant I showed her how to organize her browser with bookmarks. So at her school, they use Google Tools, which is very helpful because I use Google Tools for my work. So I knew how to use Google Chrome and to organize it with bookmarks and to give her folders for each of her classes, as where she could find everything and she didn't have to have 50 tabs open in her browser window. She could just have a couple tabs open, you know, with her email, and then she could still find everything else easily. I also showed her, I mean, she's 10, she's never had to use email before. So I showed her how to organize her inbox with folders from her different teachers and how to use her inbox as a way of telling what needed to be responded to and what didn't. So I showed her if something was important, you put a little star on it. And if something, if you've already looked at something or if you've already responded to it or done what needed to be done from that email, then archive it. So it's not in your inbox anymore. So that only the things in your inbox are things that you actually need to respond to or take action on. And that helped her kind of organize things in her head so she wasn't so overwhelmed by everything. And then what was really, really key is that we created a Trello board for all of her assignments and tasks. So we made this huge list of everything that needed to be done from then until the end of the year. So every project, every test, everything went onto the Trello board. And we had, if you've never used Trello before, it's an amazing tool. It's free. And you can create different columns that are for different things. So for her, she has these things called PFAs and then AFAs, which are two different types of tests that she had to take, plus projects. So we had a column for AFAs, we had a column for PFAs, we had a column for projects that she needed to work on, and then we had a column for here's what to work on this week, and then a column for here's what to work on today. We had a column for things she was struggling with, and then we had a column for completed things, for anything that was done. And the goal, so when we started, everything was over towards the left of her Trello board in the work that was still left to do column. And eventually, over time, over the course of 6 weeks, we showed her every time you complete one of these things, you get to move it into the completed column. And that was hugely satisfying for her to actually be able to see physically the physical progress of moving a card from one column to another column and getting more and more things building up in that completed column. And we actually set this up for my older daughter as well, who was not struggling as much, but when she started using Trello, it just was amazing for her. And she has now fully embraced it as well. They both have done really, really well with Trello. It's just simple, easy, and it made sense. And it was just a really easy way to start organizing all those tasks and seeing the actual results of that progress that she was making on a daily basis. So that was the first step. Getting organized was really, really important. The second thing that was really important was to actually create a schedule. She needed to have a very solid rhythm and routine to her week. And I've talked about this before, especially just even in response to this Corona crisis and some of these quick win episodes, how important it is when your natural rhythm, when you're used to going to school and you're used to having your classes and you're in your classes and you're focusing on things at a time and you have a teacher there holding you accountable, that creates a normal rhythm. And that's what most kids are used to. But when you're home, and this goes for all of us, when you're suddenly responsible for your own schedule and your own stuff, it's really easy to start to feel overwhelmed if you don't have a rhythm and routine to follow. And so for this, I used Google Calendar, and that helped to make sure that she had a really clear picture of what she needed to be working on at any time of the day. So I set it up for Monday through Friday, and even like things like get ready and do your chores, I put time blocks in her schedule for that. And then for meeting with her teacher, her teacher, who I need to give a shout out to Miss Schoon, because her homeroom teacher, who's also her mentor, has been amazing through this whole process and has been such a huge, huge help for all of this. We feel so lucky and so blessed. Okay, so the next thing that we did, step number two, was to create a recurring schedule that gave Annie a really solid rhythm and routine to her week. And I think so often we don't realize when we're overwhelmed. A lot of times we're overwhelmed because we don't have a plan. We don't know what we're supposed to be working on at any given time. You know, kids, when they're in school, they go to their classes at a certain time. So this was really important. And I've talked about this. I know I've talked about this a lot, even since this whole COVID-19 crisis has started, the importance of making sure that you are sticking to a normal rhythm and a normal routine. So the way I set this up for Annie was in Google Calendar, which is a super helpful tool, also a free tool. And you can just set up recurring time blocks. So it was kind of a schedule that she would use every week. There was no variation in her schedule from week to week, but it was when she had to be at each class And if there was a Zoom link for that class, then I would put it in the calendar as well. So there was one place that she could go to find out where she needed to be and where the link was and what she needed to be working on any given time. And that has been really, really helpful for her as well, because there was never any confusion or I don't know what to do or not showing up late. And I even set up alerts to remind her 5 minutes before each thing. Okay, now here's what you're supposed to be working on at this point. So creating a schedule also really super helpful. The third step in this whole process was then to make sure that Annie was staying focused just on the things that were right in front of her, only the tasks for that particular day, and she needed to ignore everything else. We really encouraged her to do that, and we worked with her teacher. I want to say this. Her teacher, I want to give a shout out to Miss Schoon, was amazing. We feel so lucky and so blessed. When we realized Annie was having so much trouble and so confused and overwhelmed, we talked to her teacher about it, and we together came up with the solution and came up with the idea that she would meet with her teacher at 8:15 every morning just to check in, make sure they were on track, and work in the Trello board to create a list and a plan of what she was going to work on for that day. And that was just so, so helpful, because it was then not that Annie had to work on all these tasks and you have to get all these things done. It's nope. You just need to do these four things today, and then you can move them across and you can put them in the completed column and you can be done for the day. And that made it feel much more doable and not overwhelming at all. So it was really, really helpful. So it's so important when you have a lot of stuff to do, you can't look at all the things all at once, or you'll get super overwhelmed. So just break it down into what do I need to do right now in this moment today, and stay really focused on what's right in front of you. And then the fourth step that we took, and I think this is just an ongoing step, but it's so important anytime you're trying to make any progress towards a big goal, is to celebrate your wins. And we really tried to be very intentional about this, because this has been hard. It has been challenging. There have been so many tears of frustration and, you know, again, two steps forward, one step back. But every time we had a success, we celebrated. Every time Annie was able to move a card into the completed column, we had a little celebration. It was, you know, have a cookie, have a treat, let's woohoo, high fives all around. She would email Miss Schoon, who was just amazing, and would celebrate with her as well. And so every time one of her grades went up, just even 1%, we celebrated. And that was the thing. Those tiny wins, I think, were really, more than anything else, what kept us going, what kept her going. Because with every single win, we saw Annie's confidence start to grow. And there was a point, I think about halfway through this last 6 weeks, where we just saw a complete transformation in her. She had been so down on herself. It was so sad, actually. She thought she felt like she was dumb. She felt like she couldn't do it. She was sure she was going to get bad grades. And as she started to see improvement, as she started to see those grades creep up, as she started to see more and more things land in that completed column, she started to see, I can do this. I can do this. And it was amazing to watch. And that definitely made it worth all the struggle, even though it was, I'm not going to lie, it was hard. You know, there's a Chinese proverb that says, if you want to move a mountain, start by carrying away small stones. And, you know, I've talked about this before too. It's so true. Our biggest accomplishments are always the result of small actions taken consistently over time. Big goals never happen all at once. They only happen in small, tiny little bites. And so no matter how big the goal or challenge that's in front of you right now, you can complete it. You have the capacity to complete it, as long as you're willing to take one tiny step at a time, as long as you're willing to just do a little bit at a time. So if you're feeling overwhelmed and you don't know where to start, try these four things first. Get organized, set up a Trello board for yourself, give yourself a schedule of when to work on things, then focus on one day at a time, just what you need to do that day, and celebrate every single win. And I promise that you are capable of so much more than you think. So that's your quick win for today.